Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to share with the body of Christ the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that I have received. A few days after the attack in Israel, I heard in my spirit to look up what was going on with the Temple Mount. And I thought that was very random, and I didn't understand why the Holy Spirit was showing me this until I saw what was happening there, what was transpiring there. Apparently, what's going on at the Temple Mount is actually one of the reasons for the attack. And I did not know this, did you? As a matter of fact, the actual attack that happened on Israel is named after the mosque. It's called the Al-Aqsa Flood. The Al-Aqsa Flood is the attack that happened on Israel. Well, that's the name of their mosque on the Temple Mount. So this was something that I had no clue about. And after doing more research, I found out some things that maybe you all already knew about, but I sure didn't. I found out that since 2021, the Jews have been quietly going and praying up on the Temple Mount, which hadn't been done for a long time. However, lately, and especially during this recent Sukkot festival that just happened the week of the attack, the Jewish people even blew the shofar, and they sacrificed an animal. Now, I was shocked to read this. And not only that, I found out that they have a red heifer cow to herald in the third new temple that they want to build. Now, this is definitely a threat to the Muslim religious mosque that they so highly esteem. There are two really great articles that will explain it further. So I'm going to have those, both of those links down below. So if you don't know about it, you can read a lot more detail about what is going on. But it's very important because this is what's happening now, brothers and sisters. And it kind of reminds me of the abomination of desolation, the end time prophecy that we see from the book of Daniel and the book of Matthew. You know, this abomination of desolation is a prophecy and it's supposed to happen at the third temple. But could it also possibly even just refer to the place at the Temple Mount, which is also considered a holy place to the Jews? It says in Matthew 24:25, "When ye therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place." So this is a holy place, I believe, that where they're actually standing and praying right now is still considered a holy place. Now, what happens at the, what is the abomination of desolation? According to Daniel, and I'm just going to use the one, the verse in Daniel 9:27, we see three things that have to happen for the abomination of desolation. First, we have to see that the sacrifices stop. Well, brothers and sisters, they did do a sacrifice just recently, actually the week of the attack. The second thing that has to happen is the oblations have to stop. Oblations are also referred to as prayer, evening prayer. In Daniel 9:21, it talks about Daniel who has the oblations, which is an evening prayer. So the prayers have to stop. And the third thing is that the holy place has to be desecrated somehow and the abomination set up. And we don't have, you know, there's a lot of theories on what that is. I have my own opinion and everybody else has their own opinion. So, but according to Daniel 9:27, that's three things. Now, what happened on the Temple Mount the week of the attack? Was this a foreshadow of the abomination? What happened at the Temple Mount? Wasn't it a foreshadow of the abomination of desolation? Because the Jews were praying and they were sacrificing at the Temple Mount during the week of Sukkot. Now, I believe this is a huge in terms of prophecy that we are seeing starting to come forth like never before. Now, this new war is not just about the hatred between the Muslims and Jews. I believe it's also about the ownership of the most sacred site to both religions, the Temple Mount. Now, I want to make one more note about this, because what we're talking about is in the physical. But I believe that the abomination of desolation is not just physical. I believe it is spiritual as well, as often many prophecies are in the Bible. There's many layers. And I believe that something spiritual, the abomination of desolation is something spiritual concerning our bodies being the temple, and that there's going to be an abomination set up there as well in the body. So I know that sounds a little bit strange, but I did already write an article about it and did a video on it. Again, I will have those links down below so you can read further about the spiritual abomination of desolation that I'm talking about. Okay, now I want to move on to something else. The Lord had me go back and look up some of the prophecies that He has given me concerning Israel. So I'm going to give you some just parts of them. I'm not going to give you the whole thing, but I will have the links to all of them. They will be in my blog, and the blog, again, the link is down below. Go check them out yourself. These were given many years ago, and yet I believe they are being fulfilled right now. I want you to also notice the dates, and I'm just going to say that because there's a few who have actually taken these prophecies as their own. So let me go ahead and tell you the different ones. First of all, I wanted to tell you about the one word that I heard from the Lord, and this was back, I actually don't have the date, I think it was about 6 months ago to a year. I'll have that in my blog. But it's from my newsletter, for those of you who get my newsletter, my Latter Rain 333 newsletter, where I put a lot of my prophecies that I get from the Lord. This is my newsletter from 36, so you number 36, so you can go check it out. And what I heard was this. I heard Rachel weeping for her children. Rachel weeping for her children. And I heard that two different times. And I believe this is what I wrote back then. I'm just going to read what I wrote. I said this. I said, I believe it is in reference to what is being perpetrated upon the children. There's a lot of brainwashing and wickedness that's going on and is opening the door to the enemy and the principalities of darkness. Do you remember Herod's edict during the time of Jesus' birth and his plan to dispose of all the male babies that were two and under? He wanted to make sure that God's plan for the coming Messiah was thwarted. And it says this in Matthew 2:16. It says, in Rima, there was a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children and would not be comforted because they are not. And then Jeremiah 31:15, it was in reference to that prophecy, and it says, a voice was heard in Rima, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted for her children because they are no more. Brothers and sisters, this is what I believe is a prophecy, again, for Israel, as well as for what's going on all over the world concerning the children. But especially right now, I believe this is a fulfillment that the Lord showed me, that there's going to be a lot of unfortunate deaths. We see that happening right now in Israel and in Gaza. And it's something that we need to be really praying for the children. I actually ended it with, I said this, I said, unless there's true repentance, I said, what is coming will be truly horrifying. And I believe we're seeing some of that now. The next one I got, I'm sorry, it's getting really dark outside. I apologize. I wanted to get this out a little bit earlier, but the Lord kept showing me more and more. And so this video got delayed in putting this up. Okay, so on May 12th, 2018, this is the video. Now, I have all this documented. Like I said, you go check it out for yourself. I heard this. Israel needs prayers right now. It is not a good situation. There will be much bloodshed there soon. Tell the people that as Israel goes, so does America. I'm going to say it again. This is what the Lord told me in 2018. Tell the people that as Israel goes, so does America. America and Israel are joined together by an invisible cord that most don't see or know about. What happens to Israel will have an effect on America. Any divisions will be costly to whatever nations bring it. Israel is my diamond in the rough with many impurities, but one day she will be made beautiful and shiny for me. I will bless those who bless her. So should you. My hand of protection is upon them. I will do many miracles for them. Though many lives will be lost, many will be saved. And I believe he's talking about spiritually as well. I will use Jerusalem to be a stumbling block. I will use Jerusalem to be a stumbling stone for all nations. All who fall upon her will be cut and torn asunder. Their victory will be fleeting and quickly will turn to horror as they touch the apple of my eye. And that's part of the message. The next message I had, November 5th on 2018, I heard this. My land will be plundered and there will be weeping in the streets. But I will pick up I will then pick up the pieces and lead many to salvation. Look to Israel as my time clock. It is ticking towards midnight. Pray for the peace of Israel as I will bring one step closer to my coming back. The time of Daniel is now upon you. The players are in place. Now begins the times of fulfillments. Watch for my glory coming soon, as well as the new day. Out of chaos and despair, I will bring light and healing. And that's the part I wanted to share for that one. Oh, and in that message, there were two signs that the Lord showed me. There were really awesome signs about what was happening in Israel back in 2018 that actually was confirmation to the message. So I'm not going to tell about the two signs right now since it's getting so dark, but you can go and check that out because the two signs were amazing. Okay, the last one I want to bring to you, I got on 5/29/20 on 2020, and what I saw, I had a dream vision. I saw a small skinny tree that was about 3 foot tall. There were only a few leaves left on the very, very top, and I recognized them as leaves from an olive tree. Suddenly, I saw the tree break in half. I heard snap, and with no help, it completely snapped in two. Then, while I was writing this flash dream down in my journal, and this often happens, I do not always get an immediate interpretation, but a lot of times while I'm writing it down, the Lord gives it to me. And I heard these words. I heard, Israel will be broken in two. That's what I heard. Israel will be broken in two. And the interpretation that I got upon that was that I knew it was a bad omen for Israel. In the Old Testament, the olive tree is often a symbol for Israel. So there is a strong deception now growing within the beast system, and there will be destruction and judgment coming. However, it's going to wake up many people to who is the true Messiah. And I'm going to end with Zechariah 13:8-9. And it shall come to pass that in all of the land, says the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call upon my name and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God.